Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage. And when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody?
I didn't know that song went that long.
I didn't either. But I was jamming to it.
Yeah.
It
rocking
is,
and rolling.
It is all good. Hey, we've got a really cool giveaway that we're going to do later on in the show.
Can you tell us now, or are you going to tease it?
Tease.
Okay.
Tease. Damn. But this is something, and I am the laziest person you know, correct?
You're not actively fighting for it, obviously, but you're fighting for it.
There's more times than not, things happen, and especially in Orlando, that I have access to. I could hang out with Gene Simmons and Kiss. Mm-hmm. I didn't go. I wished I did. Mm. Things to do in Orlando. I wish I would go. I don't. Wished I did. I want to go to this thing. I have media credentials to go to this thing.
This thing is?
Later.
Yes.
Later. But we've got a pair of passes.
Okay.
We have a pair of weekend passes to this event that is in Orlando the end of May.
Okay.
This is May, right? Yeah.
This month that we're in right now, that one?
So at the end of this month, we have a pair of tickets to give away to what is a freak show, but it's also going to be pretty
cool.
Freak
show.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Freak show in May in Orlando.
So we'll get to that shortly.
Hmm.
Mick Ferrari's going to be on here shortly. We haven't done Queer Eye and the Sports Guy in quite some time, so it's time to get him on. I don't remember breakfast.
True.
I don't know if you know, and I don't know if Ed knows, but
what you had for breakfast?
No,
I don't.
It's rookie mini camp, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Hargreaves has already signed.
Yeah. He can be there.
Rare, right?
Yeah, that's awfully quick. Usually it's that happens over a little bit of time, a little negotiation happens, but
you don't really need to negotiate because it's all set.
For these guys, this level, right?
Right. But they still kind of hold out. They still kind of whatever. But I don't know. I don't remember last year's rookie camp.
You think they try to hold out just to give them a little bit of time before they get into it? I mean, they haven't been playing for a couple months now, so it's not like they're tired and just need a little extra time. Because I imagine if you are signed and rookie camp is going on, you have to be there. Is that mandatory?
If you're signed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they might hold out just so they don't have to go to camp? Is that?
Well, that's a veteran move.
So they're not smart enough to do that?
Well, no. Yeah, they're smart enough to do it because their agent's going to be smart enough to do it. But this just shows how badly he wants to get in camp. This is how badly he wants to be part of everything.
And they've signed three now. So Hargreaves, Beneduk, I think that's his name, and then
Ryan
Smith,
somebody, right? Yeah,
Ryan Smith.
Smith. Yeah,
have all been signed already. So almost halfway there for all the seven draft picks they had, and Beneduk. There we go. So all we have to do is worry about Aguayo, right? Get him on the field.
Yeah.
Start nailing some.
I was going to go today, but I think it starts at 2, so I'm not going to make it.
Yeah, timing kind of.
I was going to go tomorrow, but I'm not going to make it. But I'll go out on Sunday. I will go out and check it out on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what time the Lightning play on Sunday, but I will go to the Bucks on Sunday.
Gotcha.
Lightning play tonight, right?
They do. They do play tonight, and they currently have a 2-1 lead in the. Did you see?
No.
Oh,
I heard.
Yeah, that was a pretty exciting game. Digging deep and getting Brian Boyle getting that overtime winner, clutch. And I think that's going to seal it. To me, I don't see the Lightning losing another game. They're on a high, and you'd hope that this means if they do indeed win the rest of the series, or at least win the series, that's just another opportunity to hopefully get Stamkos back before the end of the season. That would obviously help.
Should I watch the beginning of the game? Should a good fisticuff happen maybe before game time?
No, I would wait. I would wait because they've been doing okay without you watching. So let's not mess it up.
Okay. I would like to thank McDonald's for changing the playoff deal.
How so?
Well, now I don't root. And now I don't
You
eat.
Rooted before?
Well, yeah. If it's get a free damn value meal, if the Lightning win, I'm rooting for the Lightning. Of course, I'm a hypocrite, and I'm a say this particular word?
Well, if I'm going to say it, I'm going to say it as gently as possible because I don't want to get in trouble.
I could care less about you being gentle, but yeah, I'll root for Washington if it's get a free value meal.
If it means food, you'll root for whoever is necessary.
As long as it doesn't, yeah, I mean, I have no problems doing that as long as I'm not rooting against somebody that I would want to win.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I'm following that.
Well, basically, I don't really care logic. Who wins. I'm not a fan. So
you're a fan of food.
Well, I am a fan there of food, go. And I'm a fan of players. So if you told me if I rooted for Portland, that if Portland beats Golden State, I will get a free steak at a steakhouse down the street, I would not root for Portland. Because of Maurice Bates.
Right.
Who is more than just an athlete. You know, it's a kid that we've all grown up with, a kid that we know very well, and I hate to call him a kid.
But I didn't grow up with him. I stayed the same height. So you were
never the same height as him.
No, I just got older in his presence.
Exactly. So you're nowhere near his height.
I didn't
height.
Grow up.
If Maurice Bates did not play for the Golden State Warriors, then, yeah, I would root for Portland if it got me a free steak.
Sure.
I would have no I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
I think it's a big difference if you change the team that you root for every year if you're going to root for the best team.
So a front runner.
Yeah, if you're a front runner. I don't think it's a front runner if you say, hey, you get a free steak if Portland beats Golden State, and you're like, I want Portland to win.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
not a front runner.
Fair statement.
Because I'm not rooting for Portland after the Golden State series.
Right.
Unless it's another free steak if they play
Oklahoma
City.
Unless you keep getting free steaks. Yeah. That's what matters.
I would rather something other than steak, but I'll take a free steak. I'm okay with that. All right, so I'm going to give you 30 seconds or 40 seconds to talk
about
this animal thing, cruelty thing that's tomorrow.
The race is longer than that. It's the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
No, it's not.
And you give me
but it's not,
30 or 40 seconds.
But it's not the most exciting.
But
what
it
if,
is.
It's not. How is that any different from the next race? It's
but
not.
It is.
It's not.
It's a big deal.
And I think what they should do, and I've said this every year, is I think the horse should ride the jockey, and the horse should beat the crap out of the jockey to make him run faster.
Well, believe me, he's not going to be going any faster with a horse on his back.
No, he might have to if he keeps getting whipped.
He wouldn't be able to.
I also think of the dog track. They should use a human to run around the track instead of that fake thing that looks like a rabbit.
Then it's not a race. It's going to end very quickly. It's going to end very, very quickly.
I'm sure that these are the types of games that they used in the old Roman days.
I don't know. They didn't have the dogs. It was just guys running around.
I'm okay with that. Go ahead. Talk about this.
Okay.
Beat the horse, run as fast as you can race.
Well, the coverage starts at 4 o'clock. The post position starts at 6:40. We are, of course, talking about the Kentucky Derby coverage on NBC. So make sure you watch it. It's going to be very exciting. There's 22 horses. It's always a bigger field. This is usually the biggest field out of the three Triple Crown races. Obviously, last year we had the 37-year drought end
with American Pharoah
winning the Triple Crown.
Won't
happen again this year.
Yeah, because he can't run.
No.
Right?
Were you just waiting for me to say that?
I was. I waited all week for that.
Anyway, I'm picking my trifecta box. My top three horses are going to be number 3 Nyquist, the odds-on favorite right now at 3-1. The number 11 horse Exaggerator at 8-1, and number 14 Mahayman at 10-1. Nyquist and Mehamin have the same father in Tappet, who, for those who don't know, a long, long line of very, very quality horse racing pedigree. Pulpit, APND, Seattle Slough in his lineage. So also Tappet was the leading sire in North America for the last 2 years. So I think that...
I thought I was bored yesterday at the graduation.
Of those three, two of them are by Tappet. It's gonna be a fun race. Those are my three for my handicapping. There you go.
I am going to wait until they go to. I am going to wait until they walk them to the gate. It's the same way I do it at the dog track.
See if they take a dump.
And
before
if the horse takes a dump as he's headed into the gate, that's who I'm. Because he's lighter. Now he can run faster.
Mm-hmm.
He's burning and he's ready to go.
Turn and burn.
Exactly. How about we throw some credit? Since you're,
let's do it.
You know, you were talking about 3-1 and 6-1, which is baby odds. Mm-hmm. Baby odds.
Yes.
Compared to 5,000-1.
Yeah. Leicester City in the Barclays Premier League over in England was a 5,000-1.
At the beginning of the season.
Yeah. And that is, I don't think that has ever happened before in any sport, even boxing. Or MMA, where there's always a puncher's chance. I don't think that any 5,000-1 long shot has come from behind and won this. So,
has anybody stepped forward? And
I think
said
there
they
were
money?
Well. Why do I feel like I saw a report that there were 12 people that put their money on Leicester City?
Decent money or $10?
That I don't know. I don't
know. Still, 5,000-1.
Even if it,
you put $10 down.
Yeah, a $10 bet is...
25 grand, right?
Sure, I guess.
No, 10. That's at 5. Yeah.
So 50 grand.
So 50 grand. Wow. Gotta like it.
Absolutely. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. But it's a long season, and they proved that they could run the table. But can they do it again?
No, they can't. because they won't be 5,000-1. Before we go to this break, is there a particular individual? I'm going to throw a little tease for what's coming up in about a half an hour. Is there a particular individual, athlete, musician, actor that you would gawk at, that you would go somewhere, you would go to a convention, you'd go to an expo, you'd go to a shopping mall just to stare at this person? Just to say, holy crap, ooh, there is. Think about it.
Yeah.
And I want your answer when we return. This is Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
You see it all around you.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
I'd like to welcome Tampa Arms Company to the Talking Sports and the Players Show family. Tampa Arms Company provides it all. From training classes for pistol, rifles, and shotguns, as well as the concealed carry classes, to AR-15 build classes. That's where you'll learn to build your very own AR-15, and at the end of the class, you keep the rifle. Online ordering is available with over $1 billion in firearms and accessories at TampaArmsCompany.com. Classes free trust, and products are also available at Tampa Arms Company. Check them out today at TampaArmsCompany.com. Springfield, Glock, Century Arms, Remington, Smith & Wesson, plus much, much more. And no limits of ammo. If it's in stock, buy the quantities you want. That's Tampa Arms Company.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Hey folks, John Madden here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. I mean, I love this guy.
Shouldn't you be very, very careful when you compare somebody to somebody else?
You should always be careful.
Doesn't it kind of set you up for failure? And every time I hear a story like this, and every time I think about this, I think of Sabby Piscitelli.
Okay.
Sabby Piscitelli, a decent college football player, is called the next John Lynch. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can't live up to being the next John Lynch because, face it, there's only one John Lynch.
Right.
He struggles. He doesn't play well. He's a bust. Now he's in the WWE. I hate comparing to you're going to be the next. Mm-hmm. You could say he plays like John Lynch, but to say, you know, he is the next John Lynch, he is the next Warren Sapp, mm-hmm. you know, I don't like. So Emmett Smith responds to the Ohio State running back that is the number one draft pick of the Dallas Cowboys, who has been fined, I believe it's $10,000.
Does not take long.
For what he wore draft night. Okay.
Ten grand. Grand.
And he basically laughed about it because now he can afford the 10 grand. Emmett Smith says he is a better running back coming out of college than I was.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's the one that's saying it, so there's that. But he still has to produce on the field.
True, but I'm saying
as a pro.
But to say, you know, again, I think you're just setting somebody up. Now you're putting more pressure on a guy. And it's one thing if another team says it. But for Emmett to say it, he is a Dallas Cowboy, even though I want to rip him a little bit because he's an Arizona Cardinal. And that's where he finished. Well, he signed that one-day bullcrap, which I can't stand. But, you know, for Emmett to say, you know, he was – I just think it's putting a lot of pressure on him. A lot of pressure on him.
Does he really care about that, though? I mean, when
it's easy to say no. But if somebody called you the next Rush Limbaugh,
I would laugh in their face.
Because you don't know who Rush Limbaugh is.
My dad listened to Rush every single day.
I don't know why I pulled that.
I don't know. I am very familiar with Rush Limbaugh.
All right.
Was that a compliment or no?
Sure.
I don't know exactly where you're going with that.
I don't know.
Man.
All right, so I want you to think about.
I actually have an answer for you.
Okay, we'll do it.
We'll
do it in a second. Yeah. We'll do it in a second.
All right, patience.
Seeing if we can. I just broke that.
That's what you get for pointing it.
I don't know if we're going to go into his music. We haven't played it in like 3 months, I think. Uh-huh. So maybe it's lost. Ed, should we just go to the phone lines?
It's in the ether.
I don't know what we're doing here. We're producing live.
Yeah, we got him there.
Oh, that's why. Okay. All right, so no music for Mick. We'll just go right to Mick. Mick, what's up?
besides feeling very slighted that I didn't get my theme music, Alex is the next Rush Limbaugh. That just blows my mind. Hello, Randy Harris. Hello, Alex. How you guys doing?
Living the dream.
We're doing.
Oh, yes,
that's
day
in paradise.
Yes, you are.
All right, so what's going on over there? Hey, you need to come up with a new, you know, before it was signing off, you know, from Queerwater, you need to come up with a new rhyme, I guess, for Pinellas Park. Good luck.
Yeah, we do, right? I know. Now that we're down here on Park Boulevard, 4376 to be exact, yeah, we do have to come up with a new slogan for Pinellas Park, don't we? But being down here on the boulevard.
I think I know how you might be able to do it. And this could be our last show in your last segment, so be careful. Could you say that you're located next to that building next door to you?
No, I'm not going to go into that. No. It's all over the social media, and I think it's a blight on Park Boulevard. So if you want to, any of the listeners want to see what we're referring to, they've got to come to Got Split Ends tomorrow for our Mother's Day facial and fashion event, and they can see exactly what you're referring to our neighbor in the business community, which we do not approve of. But tomorrow is in fact, our Mother's Day facial and fashion event. As you know, we're going to have skincare all day long and also some fashion handbags and accessories. We're going all out for everybody's mom. We're going to have discounts on all of our luxury skincare services with our very own Dina Ordowd and Faces to Die For. And our friend Alicia is coming from Wesley Chapel with all her fashion handbags at great discount prices. And you guys are getting the exclusive scoop. We have a new team member here at Got Split Ends. Our buddy Santiago has joined our staff, and he specializes in henna tattoos and eyebrow threading. So if you've never had the threading treatment for the brows, it's a lot better than the waxing. A lot of people prefer it. No skin irritation, no bumps, no burns. It's great stuff. And we exclusively have Santiago here. He's going to be here tomorrow as his debut here at our team. It's going on all day long. You guys can call us at 727-290-9873. For more information and details for appointments that are available, we're going to do the glycolic facials, hand massages with Dina's products, with great fashion handbags, henna tattoos, and the eyebrow threading all day tomorrow. A great weekend for your mom. So bring her out, and gift certificates are available. So come and see us at 4376 Park Boulevard. Hope you guys wish your moms a great Mother's Day on our behalf, and you guys have a great weekend.
You as well. Wish your mom a happy Mother's Day for us as well.
All right. Appreciate it, fellas. Thank you.
Take care. That is Mick Ferrari. And I'll tell you what, the first person that tweets, emails, Facebooks, smoke screens, or anything else, what the place is called next door to Got Split Ends, hey, we can't get in trouble for it. It's what the place is called. Right?
Spelled.
That's what the place is spelled.
Yes.
We'll win a gift certificate to Mick Ferrari.
Okay.
You know, for Got Split Ends, and Mick will hook you up with something. And I don't know, we'll throw out maybe a Knockout Radio t-shirt.
There we go.
Okay.
I think we should send Sean over there tomorrow. Why? So that Santiago can thread Sean's back.
Good call. But we're doing a little celebration. My daughter graduated college yesterday.
She did.
And she has since put in her 2 weeks' notice from her employment. Mm-hmm. So before she leaves her employment, we're going to go enjoy a free day.
Gotcha.
At the Mouse.
Sweet.
The Mouse Center. All right, so who's the one person? Who's the first person? Because I'm sure there's more than one. Who is the one person that if I said, just go walk by, you're not going to get a picture, and you may. You're not going to get an autograph, and you may. You know, there's a bunch of autograph signings and whatever.
Sure.
But what one person, what's the first name that comes to mind that you would drive to Orlando? Because, you know, it's one thing to say to drive to Mick or, you know, Tampa.
Some
you would drive a decent distance. Right, an hour and a half drive. Who would that person be? Just to kind of look at him. Not even to say, to talk to him.
Well, it can't be a woman?
Yes, it can be a woman.
Even though it could be a woman, I'd still say Dwayne Johnson.
Okay. It's not bad.
That would be my number one would be Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You know, I always look at all of these expos and all these things, and, you know, I'm always invited to come cover it, and I'm always invited to come, you know, shake hands and kiss babies and all that kind of stuff. And
it's better than kissing hands and shaking babies, though.
That's true. And you look at the list, and sometimes it's like, okay, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
But it's right across the street from you. I'm good. This event that we are going to talk about in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
I am going to go to. I'm going to go to this.
That's saying something.
just to walk by this particular person.
Okay.
The chance of me, I mean, there is a chance because there's an autograph line and you pay for autographs. And you know, I don't pay for a whole lot of autographs. And I may, because this could be the biggest name in TV history, in my opinion. My opinion, and we'll get to that. We'll get to it shortly. Another rant.
Dang.
Here's another rant. History? Are you ready? And I want you to write it down because I want to talk about it on Knockout Radio next week. First and foremost, look at me and describe the face that I'm giving right now.
Like shock, but amazement at the same time.
No, we'll just go with shock.
Shock, okay.
This is my shocked face.
Okay.
It has since come out that Ronda Rousey ripped Paige VanZant.
Correct.
That's my shocked face. All these people that love Ronda Rousey, now they're slowly finding out stories about Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda Rousey went up to Paige VanZant went to look for Ronda Rousey at a Reebok event. And the Reebok representatives told her, don't go up to her.
Don't do it.
And she's like, I want to go get a picture. And they're like, don't do it. Don't go up to Ronda. Now, we've heard other Ronda Rousey stories.
Sure.
And it's not just Ronda. It's just people that think, and it's one thing when you think they're nice, and they're nice in public, but in private, they're JAs.
Mm-hmm.
We know the Bieber story with Ronda and Ronda's sister. So later in the night, Ronda finds Paige VanZant, right? And tells her to F off. Don't talk to me. Don't ever look at me. Blah, 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 blah. And Paige VanZant's like, you know, Paige is like 21.
Called her a fair weather.
A fair weather featherweight? Is that what her?
Well, they ended up getting into that, but the B word. I don't know if we can. Can we say that?
I don't know. So
let's not
won't.
Try.
So we won't. Just yeah. We'll get thrown off the air if somebody calls in and says the name of that building next to God's Split Ends. That's for sure. So basically, is ripping.
Yeah.
Paige VanZant for going and congratulating Holly Holm for winning the title for beating Ronda Rousey when she just said congratulations.
Yes.
Is that a little penny ante?
Absolutely, it is.
And is my shocked face shocking? Or is it like, no crap?
The second one. The latter. I go with the latter.
It's unbelievable. It is absolutely unbelievable. And Paige is becoming what Ronda Rousey once was. The darling of
when
MMA.
It comes to star?
Yeah. I mean, with her on Dancing with the Stars, and there's a very good chance that she's going to be in the finals.
How much does the Dancing with the Stars thing actually put her star on the rise? How much does it add to her fame?
Oh, I think a ton.
Because she has succeeded done so well?
I don't even think it's so much succeeded. It's just being seen. You know, everybody in our world, in the MMA world, still believes that MMA is huge.
Yeah.
It's not. All right? So there's a lot of mainstream that has no idea about an MMA fighter, has no idea about what the UFC is, still believes that people train UFC, might have never seen Paige VanZant or Holly Holm or any of that. And Paige is now on TV. Paige is now going to Good Morning America, going and doing some of these other things that you normally wouldn't have seen her on. And let's be honest, let's look at, you know, Pamela Anderson was discovered at a baseball game. She was on the big screen. I don't know if you know this is true.
Mm-mm.
She was on the big screen drinking a Labatt's.
Really?
And somebody saw her. The dude that's on Bones.
Okay.
You've seen that TV show?
Mm-hmm.
And he was in some Dragon Slayer, Buffy the Dragon Slayer ripoff or spinoff or whatever. He was walking down the street walking his dogs. Somebody saw him. So it's all just being out there. It's all just being seen. So, yeah, Paige VanZant being on this show and doing well on this show, she's going to do other things. She'll now get her movie gig. She'll now do, I don't want to say Amazing Race or any of those things, but, yeah, you wait and see. A lot of things are going to come for Paige VanZant.
Now, a lot of what broke from this story is from an interview that was done with Misha Tate on Joe Rogan's podcast. Does the fact that it's coming from Misha Tate, does that skew your opinion on what she was saying?
Not at all.
Because
she might have been the one that brought it to the limelight.
Right.
But Paige ran to her. So it's not like her saying, hey, I overheard this or whatever.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, not necessarily. There is some beef, and maybe they will start, you know, getting ready for New York and having that fight on the fight card. All right, we're almost out of time of this segment, which means it's a perfect time. Your brother from another mother has some things for you. What's up, Rob? Rib? Forgot.
Seamless.
Apparently Rob didn't want to talk.
All right. Let me guess. Okay, so I picked the 3, 11, and 14 for my trifecta box, so he was going to say none of them are going to place in the top three. There we go.
Well, all right, so I'll be Rib.
I said it for him.
I'll be Rib and you be Wags. What's up, Wags?
How you doing, Rib? What's up?
All right, here's my predictions. Nobody's going to win the Kentucky Derby.
Okay. No, none of the 22 are going to win. Okay.
It's going to be a massive collision like the last NASCAR race last week, and they're all going to roll into a ball, and then they're going to get eaten by Alistair Overeem before his upcoming fight. So that's
against
one.
Andre Arlovski.
Against Andre Arlovski.
And then they're never going to train together again.
Well, we'll talk about that next segment. The Rays are going to get swept this weekend.
Okay.
I have no idea who they're playing.
Doesn't matter.
Wags, but they're going to get swept. Hargraves is going to get hurt this weekend, and so he won't be able to play at all. I'm pretty sure of that one. And the L.A. Rams are going to move to Oakland before their first game.
That's after Oakland moves to Las Vegas.
No, Oakland's staying. They're going to share. They're going to become,
oh, okay.
They're
going to
become one team. I don't know. I've never heard them talk this way, but you know, I'm throwing a little accent into it. The Rams are going to merge with the Oakland Raiders, and they're going to become the Raiderams, and that's what's going to happen this season. That's my prediction. Wags, have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. This is Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick Verhaer at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym-goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
What's that on that beat? Hope.
Hope.
We have the big signing for the Rowdies.
The Rowdies run here, the Rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The Rowdies run here, the Rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Hold the Rowdy. That's from the 70s.
At least somebody knows it.
It's from the 70s.
That's why you know it. Little dig. Little dig. I was gentle about it. They signed Joe Cole to a contract that goes through the end of next season, the 2017 NASL season. And kind of a big deal. He's 34 years old, so he's not in his prime anymore. But we're talking about a guy who played in 56 games for England. He won the British Premier League three times. He played for Chelsea, even was on the runner-up team for a UEFA Cup as well. A lot of experience with him between Chelsea, Liverpool. He also played in France as well. So big signing for them. Obviously somebody that you want to try to get as much out of. And they'll see what's left in the tank, but he's going to be a...
Is it a step down for him?
Well, he in his career, he'd already taken some steps down. He was playing at Coventry City, which was in League One in England. So there's the British Premier League, the Championship League, and then there's League One. So he was not at the quite the same level, at least per England standards. So I would say this is a lateral move in the sense of competition level. But we'll see how he'll be able to perform in a different style of soccer. That said, the coach, Stuart Campbell, also a British player in his time, played with Leicester City, actually. Let's see how that relationship develops and how things will go for the Rowdies over this season.
All right, since we haven't had anybody from the Rowdies on in quite some time, and Perry Vanderbeck is a buddy of mine. I've known him, again, since the 70s. Are the Rowdies, is that a team that you come and you play for and then hopes to move up and onward? Are the Rowdies someplace that you come and play and finish a career at? Or is the Rowdies a combination of both, someplace that you can start and play your entire career for the Tampa Bay Rowdies?
I would say it is a little bit of both. Obviously, age is going to play into it a lot, but if you're coming into this as a young player, a new player, I think that the level of competition they have faced, not only within the league, but even when they had the preseason tournament against the big MLS teams, it allows you to be seen, as you were talking about earlier, being seen and being found by other either agents or other scouts and being able to grow your career. That happens. And then also going the other direction for players who have been in the sport for some time, we see them sort of landing here. It's a nice warm spot. If you're playing in your prime, usually if you're in Germany or England or France, colder climates and it's not quite as sunny and nice. So this is a good place to come and retire too. So a little bit of both.
But you're telling me that the fans don't know the song to the Rowdy song? Or were you just being a smarty?
No, I'm saying I don't know the words to the song, all of the words to the song. I'm sure, well, I mean, by now they've come up with their own songs and their own lyrics, so.
They changed it?
There's multiple songs.
I was not aware of that.
Yes. Ralph's Mob doing their thing.
I heard that there's a mob beating at the drums. Lightning, too, now.
Really?
Sean KO Radio said that when he went to the last Lightning game, that it's kind of very much like those guys at the Rowdies, and they're banging and screaming and scarfs and all that kind of stuff.
That's pretty sweet. That's awesome. I don't remember. I went to a game as a fan earlier this season, and I did not see that. So you think that's just because it's playoff hockey?
No, I hope not. I would hope not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would hope that, those fans, those crazies, those fanatics, whatever, are out there all the time on, a regular, basis. I would hope. So, all right. I know we're...
Is it about time?
Yeah. No. We normally run over. So what we're going to do, we're going to try to think ahead. We're going to try to think outside the box. So we're going to go to break early so that when we come back, I can give you my answer. And maybe Chris has that person as well. Who you would be willing, who would drive you, who would make you drive? Because I know who's going to make me drive an hour and a half to the Orlando Convention Center just so that I can walk by. This is Talking Sports.
The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
This is a Disco Inferno with Randy Harris, and I'm here to burn this mother down.
That's old school right there. Disco Inferno.
Disco Inferno.
Did you do any of the homework that I've asked you to do?
Probably not.
Okay, so maybe you're... the guy calls me a clown.
The one you were just talking about?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's all good. So, all right, so any minute from now, and I'm holding on. Hey, Chris, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
All right, so what one person, is there one person that you would be willing to drive, you know, an hour, half an hour, whatever would be considered a long distance for you, just to walk by, not to talk to this person, you know, not to even necessarily take a picture, you know, and normally I'm not like this at all, but I'm just curious, is there one person that would make you want to drive an hour just to go look at him?
It's hard for me not to say The Rock. The Rock is a good one. But if he was still alive, I might say Andre the Giant.
Okay.
If Andre the Giant were still alive, I think that would be pretty solid.
Okay. You know, and The Rock is obviously a great, I mean, everything is a great answer. You know, what would make you Wags? What would make you Chris? Yeah. What would make you? You know, and I would have always thought that Gene Simmons might have been one of those guys for me. now I've had the opportunity to meet him. You know, I've had the opportunity at the Grand Prix in St. Pete a couple years back, and I'm trying to stall because Andrew should be calling in momentarily, we hope, so that I can give you my answer. And I honestly believe that I would probably say this name, you know, just like I made you guys do, just kind of picking it out of thin air. I had the advantage of knowing names and such that are coming to the Orlando Convention Center, okay? But if you were to say to me, and we've been talking about it now for a whole hour, what's that one person that makes it worthwhile for me to drive up the road at the end of this month? And I'm going to do it. And you, like I said, you know how lazy I am. Mm-hmm. I don't like driving from my house to my mailbox, and I can walk there, okay? We went to graduation yesterday in Orlando. I didn't drive. The wife drove.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to drive to Orlando May 26th through the 29th. I think I'm going to go up on probably Saturday. If nothing else, just to walk by one of the guests that's going to be sitting there signing autographs, taking pictures, and all that. I'm not going to give you the name yet. Right now, we're going to welcome the show director of the MegaCon Orlando coming in just a couple weeks. Andrew, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. And what I've been asking everybody is, what is that one person? You know, and there could be more than one, but that first person, that first name, that first, and ironically, it's a Canadian that I'm going to drive an hour up the road to see, and that's William Shatner.
He is one of the greats, there is no doubt, and he's so fantastic with the fans, too, so it's no surprise to me that that is the first name for you. If you're going to ask me, for me, it would just have to be Stan Lee. I mean, he is such a huge icon in this world, in this fantasy world, in this comic book world, and you have to remember that that's where these conventions started. They started, that is what their heritage is, comic book collectors coming together to share in that fantasy world. So Stan, for me, is still one of those icons that is always a pleasure to see and meet.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about the MegaCon Orlando 2016. It's right around the corner. We have a pair of weekend passes that we're going to give away. I just have to show you how old I am. I'm coming up to see Captain Kirk, not Denny Crane.
He is one of the greats, there's no doubt. And look, 50th anniversary this year, so there's even more to celebrate with Star Trek.
Talk about everything that's going on at the Mega Convention.
Well, I mean, what we love about our conventions is there truly is something for everyone. You know, it doesn't really matter what you're a fan of. It's one of our goals to provide, you know, be it a celebrity, be it programming. It's really just a full weekend of family-friendly entertainment, whether you love anime, whether you just want to come and mix with other cosplayers. I mean, that's what I really love about the conventions that we've been able to construct. It's just this big melting pot of pop culture, and above and beyond the excitement of meeting your hero, it's also coming and sharing that sense of community with everyone and really having a great celebration of all things pop culture.
Now, Andrew, you talk about the melting pot and all the things that you guys do to put together these conventions, not even mentioning everything that happens in the crowd with everybody who's attending. Are there one, maybe two incidents or stories that really stick out in your mind that you can share that just really over the top things that you would not expect to see?
Well, that's what we love too. We love that that sense of unexpected. We recently did a show in Dallas where we had Stephen Amell, and he was sort of having a bit of a face-off with a wrestler at that stage, and that wrestler just happened to turn up on the show floor and walk into Stephen's panel. We have, of course, we have a series of themed actors that are coming to the show as well. So you never know who's going to drop in on these panels, which is always exciting. It's that sense of expectation. You may be going and seeing the Phelps twins Q&A, and then Tom Felton might walk in and stand on stage. And, you know, so it's really that sense of unexpected, having all these people under one roof. You just never know quite what's going to happen. And it is those moments that we live for, because it just really boosts that sense of excitement for us in terms of providing the platform, and of course for the fans who come out for that electric moment that just is unexpected.
So everybody needs to first go to the website, megaconvention.com, and check out the list of people that are scheduled to be there. That doesn't even mean other people won't be there. But, Andrew, I got to tell you a quick story. So I'm involved in an annual Make-A-Wish event through the Kevin Carter Foundation in Nashville every year. About 6 years ago, we're on Rascal Flatts' bus, and we're all sitting on the bus. It's Rascal Flatts, it's Paula Abdul, it's a bunch of people, when everybody starts going crazy. The reason they're going crazy, one of your guests was on the bus, my good friend now, Billy Zabka, from The Karate Kid, who is also going to be there. So we're coming up. We're going to go out to dinner with him and everything. But normally I would say that Billy Zabka would be that guy, but since I've had the opportunity to meet him, there's just so many cool people just on your guest list, not even to get to the the conventions, the store. Please bring credit cards and a lot of money, because I'm sure some of the store items are off the chain as well.
Yeah, we have some great exclusives this year. I mean, look, we're super excited about the fact that Frank Miller is going to be there, obviously, of Dark Knight 3 fame. And he is another one of those people that are very rare. He doesn't do a lot of conventions. So that is another thing that's really important for us to work super, super hard to give fans access to these people who are what we call a little bit more rare. I mean, I think The Karate Kid is another great example. Again, we had that team at an event in Dallas with Ralph Macchio as well, and they were fantastically popular and so great with the fans.
You will not find a nicer person. There's people as nice as Billy Zabka, but Billy is off the chain, unbelievably, awesome. Also at the event coming at the end of the month, Jason David Frank, and Wags, I don't know if you know this, not only did he start the MMA, and it's not just MMA, but it's Jesus Didn't Tap clothing line, but, former Power Ranger.
Yep.
So we're going to talk more about him on Knockout Radio. Andrew, before we let you go and before I give you the gift I have for you, how can people get more information? How can they buy tickets?
Well, you said it before, megaconvention.com is really the best resource for them. We have all our tickets listed there, and we'll be selling right up to the show. So head on over to megaconvention.com. Subscribe to our e-blasts. We're sending out heaps of information over the next couple of weeks. Check us out on our Facebook page as well. We're very, very connected on Facebook, so we're pushing out information, by the hour. It really is going to be the biggest and best MegaCon I think we've seen yet.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to get you back on before the end of the month, and we can talk more, and we can talk more about the guests. You're in the Toronto area, correct?
I am calling in from Toronto today, yes.
All right, so for coming on the program, I just want to hook you up, dinner for two at Milestones up there in Toronto.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I really appreciate that.
So I'll get all the information. One of my closest friends, Jason Rosso, runs all of the Milestones. He's the big top chef up there. So we're going to hook you up for hooking up some of our listeners to come out to the convention.
Oh, well, that's very generous of you, and, we're delighted to be giving you this giveaway, too. We can't wait to welcome everyone May 26th to 29th at the Orange County Convention Center.
There you have it. Andrew, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and let's touch base in a week or two.
Sounds good. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. That is the show director of MegaCon Orlando, and it's William Shatner. The whole list is unbelievable. Ralph Macchio.
I'm looking at the entire list, and at first you look at the webpage, the main homepage on it, and it goes through a list of just a small handful, but you're looking through everybody. Stan Lee, Shatner, Kevin Smith, who's a big comic book guy. He's also in the Jay and Silent Bob movies. John Cusack, Christopher Lloyd. Adam West, the original Batman.
Yeah, I meant to bring
there.
That up. Adam West and Burt Ward.
Yeah.
Batman and Robin.
George Takei is going to be there. Nichelle Nichols, who is Uhura.
Yeah. This is really cool.
The list is Lena Headey from Game of Thrones.
You drive and I'll get you in.
Okay.
You drive, and I'll get you in. And that way you can stare at William Shatner as well.
I would be perfectly okay with that.
Now that I can take a picture of you taking a mind picture of Captain Kirk.
That's awesome.
Could you imagine getting a liner? This is Denny Crane.
That would be amazing. I didn't know you watched that show.
Oh, I watched it.
That
faithfully.
Was a great show.
I watched Boston Legal because of Shatner.
Him and James Spader.
Spader, who came on later in the series and did do a great job.
They were great.
But Shatner was just off the chain, unbelievably awesome. So we are going to give away a pair of weekend passes. And this is like a couple hundred bucks.
Oh, yeah, easily.
So we're going to hook you up. Maybe we can get Andrew back on. Maybe we'll be able to finagle, you know, an autograph or something from somebody, you know, to give to another caller or two. So very cool. Good times ahead. MegaCon Orlando 2016, May 26th through the 29th. So much information, I didn't even get to half of it. I just didn't want to forget to give them dinner for two at Milestones.
Yeah.
I might want to ask Jason before I continue to give away dinners at Milestone, but until he tells me to stop, I'm not going to. I'm just going to keep going, you know what I mean?
It's better to beg forgiveness than ask permission.
What do you mean like you told me to stop?
Something like that.
You never told me to stop giving this stuff away. All right, so give me the numbers again of your horses.
3, 11, and 14.
3, 11, and 14.
And trifecta box, which means that they can finish in any order in the top three.
Right. Now, are you really going to put $6 down?
I'm definitely contemplating it.
You know, go right up the street. Derby Lane, I believe, takes the bets. I think you can go out to Tampa, to Oldsmar.
Okay.
Got something in my tote.
I think they also, through the Kentucky Derby website, I think it's twinspires.com.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you can bet through the website.
Oh, that's interesting.
Sure.
All right, so yeah. Should I just do numbers or should I pick?
It says bet now.
I'm going to go with the seven dog. How many is it? How many are wrestling?
There's 22.
There's 22. And obviously, inside, you never want to be one.
Just so you know, Oscar nominated number 7, 50-1 right now. So I'm
beautiful. All right, so I'm going to go 7.
Okay.
I'm going to go, got to go 13.
13, that's the favorite, Nyquist.
7, 13, and let me go 22.
Cherry Wine, 30-1.
Now, if that hits.
Wait, did I say 3 earlier?
Yes, you did. You cannot change.
I'm in 13. That's awful.
So now I got that a better sucks. Chance than you.
You do. Yeah, because not going to lie, Nyquist is 7-7. Kind of.
The 13 dog?
Yeah.
So the 13 dog should win.
Oh, he's definitely the odds on favorite, 3-1.
So is it better to wheel the 13?
Probably.
And wheel means you take the 13 with everybody.
Yeah.
And you just run with the whole thing. So interesting. So. I'm not going to bet because I'm not a bettor, but
yeah.
7, 13, 22. Watch it'll come in. Rib is going to run down to Derby Lane, and he's going to put his bets in for that. Lightning lose tonight, win Sunday.
Make it 3-2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like them in tonight's game?
I do.
I just think the emotion and everything and coming back and all the emotion and bouncing back and forth and all that kind of stuff is going
to
be tough.
They're used to that, though. That's something that's par for the course. This is a solid group that's been together for a little bit. It's still younger players, but they've been together for some time. They were on the team last year. Obviously went to the finals last year. So playoff emotions, I don't think, are going to play as big in that sense. I think that coming off of just a big win on the road in overtime is going to carry over into tonight.
Lightning lose tonight. Lightning win on Sunday. Golden State wins game 3 without Steph Curry. A lot still going on. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOA.
Have a fantastic weekend, boys and girls.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, and check out the Holy Hog.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF.